What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 345th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. No Tsum Tsums included. My name is SBJ. Did I say it's super effective? I think I did. Greg here with me today.
I am here. You know, just not moments ago, you were talking about what a professional you are, and let's like redo this whole thing. And also, what? Okay, you are going to have to explain your Tsum Tsum thing, especially like, Steve, what are you doing with your life?
I've missed out on that meme 100%.
It's not same. It's not a meme. It's not a meme.
It's a game.
It's a game and a lifestyle.
Is it Monster Hunter?
No.
Is it Katamari Damacy?
I mean, it's a bunch of crap laying around his house. He hasn't rolled up yet.
Pokemon?
It's Disneymon.
What?
It's like Toys to Life.
Kingdom Hearts?
Hey, I got Katamari Damacy. Somebody sent me a copy of it.
It's a great game. Probably the best game of all time.
Not opened it. Will is here.
Yeah, everything is terrible. I hate the universe, and I wish for the end of all existence. Go on, move next.
Okay. And then we added a fourth wheel to the show. We'll see if this works out, but I'll also be gone for a little bit, so we got to try to... somebody has to fill my shoes, I suppose, but Bobby is here from... you may know... should I say Bobby? Is that...
yeah, Bobby works. That's my name.
famous Pokemon Go photographer, a.k.a. DeWalt in Slack.
How's it going, guys? Great to be here.
I'm still trying to figure out what a famous Pokemon Go photographer is.
I don't really know what one is either. I'm not sure what Steve's talking about.
I mean, you got people.
You got followers.
I got followers.
You're a Pokemon influencer.
Are you on the Instagram?
I'm on the Instagram.
You can't be a famous Pokemon photographer without having an Instagram.
Oh, wait, so you're on the Instagram. Are you a competitive weightlifter?
No.
Slash bodybuilder?
No.
That's why I haven't seen your work.
Yeah,
that explains it.
I see.
We have limited window, so we need more of these Pokemon to be in gyms with dudes in the background.
Yeah, exactly. My Instagram is pretty much just competitive bodybuilders.
Just solid dudes from start to finish.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
I mean, get on it. That's how you're going to break into the big times, like the crossover. You'll have a whole art series like Maplethorpe.
Now we're going places.
Now we're getting into it.
This is, you guys were criticizing my Tsum Tsum, but this is some deep cuts here. Bobby, when did you get into Pokemon? What is your history here?
Yeah, I got into Pokemon 22 years ago, Red and Blue. Bought both versions so I could trade with myself because I didn't have any friends to trade with at the time, and just been playing ever since. So.
Father of one.
Yeah.
See, one and a half years old. On the show, we need an actual parent.
No. Nah.
Two kids isn't enough.
We have a hard line kid stance already.
Hard line anti kids stance. Well, wow. Actually, I'm fine with other people's children as long as they stay home when we go to spend an evening out.
Oh, I will not bring up my restaurant experience yesterday.
Bobby, favorite Pokemon?
Farfetch'd, of course. Always the best. No, he's forgotten.
Like me.
Needs a mega.
Okay, so we got a show for you guys today. We have 5, 6, 7 news articles here. Pokemon Go, and there is a new app, Pokemon app in the App Store that we'll talk about if you missed that breaking news. And then we have question of the week and Pokemon so far. I think news will take up the majority of the show. First bit of news, though. Speaking of news, this is probably some exciting news for some people that don't keep up to date with, Pokemon Company needs like a better way to communicate to people that isn't just like purely Twitter or Facebook, I guess. Games had in-game notifications or something. Well, I guess one of their games does. I guess Pokemon Go does. But this was published about a week ago to when this podcast goes up, but this is off the Pokemon 3ds.pokemon-gl.com, aka the Pokemon Global Link. Battle using the Moon series regulations in 2019 International Challenge February Online Competition. That title does not seem SEO appropriate. The next online competition featuring Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, where most of you might have tuned out because I said online competition, but tune back in because it will give players a chance to earn shiny Tapu Bulu
pass
and championship points.
Ooh, now you got my interest
pass. offers an opportunity to compete using the Moon series regulations, which are played during a portion of the 2019 video game series. You are allowed to use Pokemon through Dex number 001 to 807, with the exception of mythical Pokemon and Ash Greninja. You are also able to use up to two powerful legendary Pokemon. Here is a list of Pokemon available. The competition will feature double battles. The Pokemon have to have the Black Clover icon, meaning they were hatched in Sun and Moon. Hatched or caught in Sun, Moon, Ultra Sun, or Ultra Moon. And they will be set to level 30. Z moves are permitted, but Ultra Necrozium Z, the Blue Orb, the Red Orb, and Megastones may not be used. Other items are allowed, but trainers may not have duplicates. You are not allowed to have 6 Quick Claws, unfortunately. You can use the special berries that are currently available through Mystery Gift, and you will be on a 7-minute player clock with 45-second turns. Registration will take place on Valentine's Day through Thursday, February 21st. The competition will go from February 22nd to February 24th. In order to redeem Tapu Bulu, or to get it shiny Tapu Bulu, you must do at least 3 matches with... if it disconnects, it doesn't count as a match, so keep that in mind. You do not have to win or lose said matches. You could literally go in with a Young Goose, a Pikapek, a Grubbin, a Rockruff, Caterpie, and Pikachu, and just lose all 3, and you will get your shiny Tapu Bulu. Not right away. Keep in mind, you have to wait till results are posted after the competition, which usually takes 3 to 4 weeks, and then you can get your code to download it. So they already did Shiny Tapu Koko, which I think was a GameStop distribution, I want to say. Tapu Lele was the November competition. The only one left is Finny, so I'm assuming... because Lele was the Sun series, this is the Moon series. I assume when they the Ultra series, that will be Tapu Finny.
What makes it the Moon series, though?
Moon series is no Megas, but Z Crystals. The Sun series were Megas, no Z Crystals. The Ultra will be both Megas and Z Crystals.
Was the Sun 7 minutes as well?
Yeah, I want to say so. It was either 7 or 10.
7 seems weird. Just a weird time frame.
Man, what is the? You get bored after 7.1 minutes.
You get bored. Yeah, if that match is going that long. Seven minutes, I'm in.
7 minutes, 1 second. I'm out.
But here's the real hot news. That berry distribution has got me back into playing Ultra Moon every single day because I got to grow those berries. Get those special berries to stock.
I haven't done my berries yet.
I haven't done them.
I started to.
Got a couple hundred of them.
I'm ingrained in the shiny hunting world. It's the nature of Twitch. I have heard from many people they hate when Pokemon are shiny locked. I don't really think that's that big of a deal, honestly. I guess my stance of it is if a Pokemon is shiny locked, for example, Reshiram and Zekrom in Black and White, which is the first games I think that introduced shiny locking, my response is, well, there's 500 other Pokemon to shiny hunt. And I kind of felt that way with Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, or Sun and Moon, where it's like, oh, the, what are they called? Island Guardians are shiny locked. Well, that's okay. We have, you know, 700 and 90 other Pokemon to shiny hunt. So, like, I understand if maybe, like, something like Tapu Bulu is suddenly your all-time favorite and you would like to get it shiny, and it's a bummer that you can't turn your system off and over again, because we all know that's super fun. But I do like the... I like the fact that while I guess these guardians are shiny locked, you have to do something in Pokemon to get a what I consider an actually really good reward for playing. And if you care, it encourages you to dip your toe into battling, or at least maybe think about it and give it a try, because I would say, you know, probably a year ago, I would be skipping most of these because the rewards were just never not... The rewards were not good enough. Like, why would I do something I don't particularly enjoy at the moment of competitive battling for something like 50 battle points when I could probably do Mantine Surf 3 times and get 50 battle points?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know how last month's competition did, because it was 50 battle points last month, wasn't it? Instead of a shiny. So I wonder if they're going to see that giant dip between November and February for their competitions.
They never report on the number of people that compete, do they?
No.
Dang. Not that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But hopefully, like, people... I really do hope the competitions that don't have a good reward... Like, I kind of hope that they are floundering. I know that's a weird thing to say, and I hope like the Mimikyu competition, which I think was October, it was like the month before Tapu Lele. I hope that one went really well. And I don't I like shiny Pokemon don't all reward probably rather points or what. I don't care about somebody who with that target distribution back in what was that? September or December? I don't even remember how long ago it was, but it was just a Charizard that you could just get from Target and redeem. Just give me a Salazzle, or give me something that signifies, like, oh yeah, in like 4 years when I look back, I got from the or whatever. I think those are better. Something is better than just points that you won't remember. You'll put them into ability capsules, and then, you know, I guess you should be playing because it's fun.
But I mean, don't you think that they did the battle points only because it was over the holidays and they expected to dip for other games and game systems anyways? Like, they want to maximize the people who can participate and be active, so you're not going to do it over December, January, when there's just a lot of movement and a lot of chaos and people can't connect. So it makes sense, at least to me, that they would say, like, okay, we're just going to do battle points, so if you miss it, because you were probably busy, you're not going to be missing anything that you can't get elsewhere. And then they'll bring back, after everything's calmed down, we're post-holidays, bring back, okay, now you can probably have more time. Here's your gift.
Yeah, that makes sense. It'll be interesting if they then just do shinies, or not shinies, but like Pokemon distributions for future competitions throughout the year. I mean, maybe they could go back into battle points around summertime. I could see something like that, maybe.
As we're getting closer to Worlds and we need to buy up all those special evolution items for our Pokemons.
Yep. Yep. And also, it's just the last stretch before the new game hits. And they switch formats.
New game? They announced a new game?
Yep.
How did I miss that one?
Speaking of shinies, this is off PokemonGoLive.com. Shiny Meltan, or as your phone will probably autocorrect, Shiny Milton will appear for a limited time. Trainers, we have exciting news. The shiny version of the mythical Pokemon Meltan has been discovered. Just in time to celebrate the Lunar New Year, the shiny version of Meltan will appear for a limited time. A mythical Pokemon, the mysterious and rare Meltan, will only appear when the mystery box is opened. If you are lucky enough to encounter shiny Meltan when you open the mystery box, from February 5th, 1 p.m. to March 4th, during the special event, the time that you wait between the mystery box has reduced from 7 days to 3 days. Be careful, trainers. If you open the mystery box before the event starts, you will have to wait the normal waiting period. This is... Okay, we'll come back to that specific line. Features, when you open the mystery box, a shiny version of Meltan could appear. You only have to wait 3 days instead of 7 days. Don't miss this opportunity to bring Shiny Meltan into Go Park or evolve it into Shiny Melmetal. Best of luck discovering a rare form of this recently discovered mythical Pokemon.
Was this
unexpected?
It's still ugly.
Was that part where they said the opening the box before it started? That wasn't in the article when they first put it out there.
It wasn't?
And I'm pretty sure no, because Twitter blew up because people were like, I still have more than 3 days before I get to open my box. And they were like freaking out that they like Niantic didn't say things they should have said.
But they like, even if they did or did not say it, they announced it at like, I'm trying to think of PST because it started 1 p.m. PST and they announced it at like 11 a.m. PST.
Yeah.
So it's not like they pretty much gave, like, if you opened it at like 10 a.m. PST, there's nothing you could have because you already, and like a dark green, okay, 2 hours, and then that was it. So,
well, I think it's more like people are over analytical and they're like, they opened it the day before the announcement, yeah. And then they're like, oh, okay, so that means in 2 days I'll be able to open it again. And they find out, but wait, no, I still have to wait a whole week? That yeah. seems like I've been right. scammed.
Yeah, and they have been.
Well,
just reset it for everybody.
Yeah, I you're right. Reset it for everyone. I don't know how you do that without probably, I don't know if that's that, I guess, like, that's a Go thing, not a Switch thing. The Switch doesn't care whose account.
The Switch doesn't care. It's the Go. It's the Go that cares about the item that they created and they put in and they control the time over. It's like, why? Why wouldn't you reset it for everybody? It's so silly because, again, it's this sort of value on time. Oh, you, if you waited until that day, you got it, but oh, you did your normal time. You've been hitting it every 7 days solid to get your Meltan, but guess what? You lose because you've been consistent with your opening this box. It's like so dumb.
I like that it came out of nowhere. Like, I like the surprise of like, oh, no one expected this, but also if you did open it before the announcement, You lost like two, like, let's say you opened it at 11 a.m. PST and it started at 1 p.m. PST. That is two boxes you could have opened during the event.
And you're punishing your most prominent players, the people who interact with it
regularly. Yeah.
The most. It's like a dumb idea. Like, here are the people that open it on a regular basis. And guess what? Since we didn't warn you ahead of time, we surprised it on you this morning, you get to lose out on a couple of days and have a bad taste in your mouth. Whereas people who are like, oh, maybe I'll open that box finally, like me, because it's been a long time. I'm like, yay, I get full time frame. It's like, it's not good optics. Like, you needed to fix it for everybody. It's real dumb.
Yeah, especially because the shiny is a time limit thing. It's like after March 5th or whatever, it's not even possible to be shiny anymore. So it would have been nice for them to reset it for everyone.
Is that true? Or is this just the first time it's available as a shiny and then it can be shiny in the future? It's just slightly easier to get it as shiny during this time period.
I can see them locking it again. I'll reread what it says here. A mythical Pokemon, the mysterious and rare, will only appear if the mystery box is open. If you're lucky, you may encounter a shiny Meltan when you open the box from February 5th to March 4th.
Okay, so that's the structuralist interpretation.
But like, even if the shiny chance is like 1 in 25 or 1 in 20, I don't know if Silph Road has crunched the numbers at this point.
They crunched them. I believe it's 1 in 36.
What?
I mean, that's just two boxes.
But that's two boxes you missed if you opened right before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, very true. Yep.
And also, just because it's 1 in 36 doesn't mean you're guaranteed it in two boxes. I've opened two boxes. I've got nothing. I've heard some people open their box. They've gotten two in a box, which is cool. But that's how luck is, right? That's probability. Do you see the collector in me wants four? I want...
Why?
Same.
Because I want a shiny Meltan and Melmetal in Go, and I want a shiny Meltan and Melmetal in Let's Go.
It's reasonable.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way. It's also unfortunate that you can't evolve Meltan into Melmetal in Let's Go.
I don't mind that as much, but I do like this kind. Like, I like the concept, I guess, because I like the ideal of like connecting these two, or again, once again, reiterating the fact that, hey, you Go players should buy a Switch. Hey, you Switch players, you should play Pokemon Go because we're still not making enough money. We only had like our best January ever since the game has come out.
They haven't made enough money to hire me yet, so they need to keep working on that.
Mm-hmm.
One more Pokemon Go news. By the time this episode goes up, this event will probably be ending, but make new friends during the special weekend. Trainers, friendships are special. I don't know why I thought that sentence was so funny. And this weekend, well, they'll provide extra bonuses. Be sure to make a new friend this weekend by treating your current friends to some special gifts and trading bonuses. From February 8th to February 11th, friendships increase twice as fast. Double candies received for each trade. And trades only cost half the Stardust. Celebrate the joys of friendship during this weekend and stay safe and happy exploring. Wait, I thought one of the bonuses was lucky Pokemon was increased. Was that...
That's a Lunar New Year event bonus. Too many events going on at one time.
You know what friendship is not increasing twice as fast? I was at 9 days to become best friends with you, Steve, before the wedding. Before the wedding. Okay?
Uh-huh.
We have been at 1 day to become best friends for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, because I don't want... I gotta like let you know when you're gonna use a lucky egg, and I gotta use a lucky egg.
I ain't got no lucky eggs.
Why do you need a lucky... Aren't you... You are at 40.
Yeah, but there's the, you gotta have the stigma of when you talk to another 40 player, they'll be like, that number doesn't matter anymore, man. What's your total XP count? And I can scroll down and I can be like, well, I keep spending lucky eggs after the fact, buddy. So my level is 24 million XP, and they'll be like, oh. What, did you just start playing this game yesterday? 24 million XP? Brother, I'm at 40 million XP. That clearly means I'm the more better Pokemon fan because I've been spending 80 cents a lucky egg here. I don't know why. It's dumb. I don't know why I keep popping lucky eggs because these boxes keep giving me lucky eggs, so I got to spend them on something.
Yeah.
Put away your EP and just be best friends with Will.
There are plenty of dudes who I'm best friends with now, just none of them are you.
Will and I are best friends.
I feel like at this point, just never increase the level cap. It's been so long. I don't know why they keep counting experience. It's a dumb number to count, but people still care about it. Clearly, I care about it. I keep popping lucky eggs for stuff.
I mean, it's not going to make you get better Tsum-Tsums.
Ugh.
Not.
Yeah, lucky eggs and star pieces are... I forget that I have them all the time.
Logan tried to be like, okay, pop your egg because we're going to be best friends. And I'm like, he's like, did you pop it? And I didn't even. I'm like, yep, it's done. Just open the package. I don't care. Getting to level 40 means nothing.
It's end game. It's who was I talking?
There's no rating at end game. This isn't even like Final Fantasy 14 where you can do interesting things. You just literally get to 40 and it's like, yay, you're at 40. You get nothing.
Well, now you can raid with those people who only raid with other 40s.
Oh, that's true.
You
that's
see,
true.
It's your
I don't
entry
want
ticket.
To spend time with those people, that's, much less oh, raid with
true.
Them.
It's yeah, it's the best gatekeeping. It was like in like Destiny, like, oh, you don't got Gallahorn, brother? Can't do this raid with us. We're only
no Gallahorn.
I'm out.
Yeah, but
nope.
If you
I'm
Will
out.
Knows what I'm talking about though. If you had Gallahorn, you're getting in any raid. People are like, oh, you got Gallahorn? Oh, you get in here. We're taking you. We don't care how good or bad you are. You got Gallahorn, we want you in. There was a community event. I don't remember which one. I was like 39 and I was like, yeah, I'll probably get to 40 in a week or so. And somebody looked at me and was like, oh, 40s where the, like, legit seriousness. They were like, 40s where the real game begins. What are you talking about? What is possibly different from 39 to 40? What?
That's when you focus on the IVs.
I need to leave this area. Like, my brain has left my body and I'm just standing there shaking my head. Sure, man.
Sure.
That may be the best Pokemon Go quote I've ever heard. That's amazing.
All right. You guys like Funkos, right?
Oh no.
No.
Hey, everybody. Funko's coming out with a Bulbasaur. It's kind of okay, but all Funkos are garbage. Next.
Wow. It looks crazy. It looks so creepy.
I got the press release here.
What is there? It's a Bulbasaur.
No, there's another toy line, too. This is the press release emailed here. Pokemon and Funko expand partnership with new Pokemon Center collections and Funko Pop figures. The Pokemon Company International and Funko Inc. If you want to know its stock market code, it is FNKO. Has announced a continuation of their partnership and licensing agreement to create A Day with Pikachu, a brand new series of 12 Pokemon figures by Funko. The new collection will be available on PokemonCenter.com, the premier destination for official Pokemon merchandise in the U.S. Each figure from A Day with Pikachu line will be depicted with the iconic Pokemon Pikachu celebrating different seasons or holidays, with each new figure arriving every month. Can we talk about how they do this like every year? Every year they have something that goes all year, but they always announce it in February. They like the Pokemon Company specifically hates January.
Wow, because of the Lunar New Year is more important.
I just think it's funny where it's like all year minus January because we don't count it. The first figure will release on February 13th and feature Pikachu holding a luck incense. Each figure will come with an insert showing a silhouette of a sneak peek of the Pikachu figure scheduled for the release in the upcoming months. Quote, journalist voice here. We are excited to team up with Funko once again to deliver more beloved Pokemon characters to our fans, says J.C. Smith, Senior Director of Consumer Marketing at the Pokemon Company. Funko's distinct stylized aesthetic makes them the perfect partner to introduce an expanded range of figures that will delight both Pokemon and Funko communities. Wait, hold on. Funko communities?
Yeah. Oh, there are Funko communities. Yeah, there are. Okay, first of all, are we going to just talk about how Pikachu's jumping on the I'm suddenly Irish for St. Patrick's Day?
Hey, everybody's bandwagon. Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
He's not even wearing a Kiss Me, I'm Irish shirt. Like, get with it.
Hey, how do you know Pikachu's not always been Irish?
excuse me? I mean, we don't have our European Union representation on here, but I'm going to say this for them. What?
What?
Do you think?
What? Oi!
Do you think that the Funko communities, do you think that they like, they raid with each other and they go, brother?
Brother, you don't have the Bulbasaur? That's where it's at.
No, but they have their little Reddit community, and they're like, "Hey, if anybody's going to Gen Con, vendor number 51278 has this one rare Funko that I've been looking for that I haven't been able to get. So if you could pick that up for me, I'll pay you double for it." And then they like all the Reddit, they thumb up that. That's what they do on Reddit, right? You thumb
Funko up. Funko Pops are uglier Beanie Babies.
The real collection begins at 40.
The real when you've crossed over to 40 Funko Pops, that's when the real game begins.
How many Pokemon Beanie Babies do you have?
We don't talk about that anymore.
Okay. All right. So to play devil's advocate to defend Funko for a hot second, because I'm sure there's like at least one person who collects Funkos listening to this podcast. It is cool that there is an outlet for very niche things. I think,
oh yeah,
like it is, hey, you want for whatever reason, Golden Girl Funkos, they got them. You want Stranger Things Funkos, you got them. You want, I don't know, Rick and Morty. I'm sure there are also Rick and Morty things, they got them. The exception is like something like Pokemon. There's plenty of like Pokemon toys that exist, so you don't really need Funko to provide that outlet.
Yeah. My complaint about Funko is, I think when Funko started, they were very specific about things that they picked because it had a very unique look. And then when they got popular, they just started pumping out a lot of figures that look almost identical, except the hair color is different and the clothes are slightly different. And when you look at them, especially a lot of the humanoid ones, they've gotten so mass-produced that there's not a lot of interest or differentiation there. Like, people could look at a Stranger Things one and mistake it for something else. But at least, I will say this, at least with the Pokemon ones, they are unique. They look unique. They're still in a Funko Pop style, which is its own style, take it or leave it. But at least they look different. My biggest complaint about Funko Pops, one, they don't stand up because they make the legs too small now. But two, they don't do... They're making so many that are so similar to each other that why? They just don't look unique enough anymore.
What I don't understand about Funkos, and maybe this is like only 90s kids will understand. When I used to buy Transformers when I was through high school, I will confess, I bought Transformers through high school. Big fan of the Decepticons. I would happily take them out of their package, transform them, untransform them, put them on my desk as like in different things, and just constantly be fiddling around with those things. These Funko Pops, I've seen people where they just have them like they're still in the box on a shelf.
Yeah.
Just like stacks and stacks. What? It's like insulation for your house.
But, well, also, they don't stand on their own. So the only way you're going to get them displayed is having them in the box. Yeah,
don't take them out because they're going to tip over. You walk past, if they're on a shelf out of the box, you walk past them, they're just going to blow right over and fall.
That's why does that exist? I don't see the appeal.
I mean, the collector in me sees the appeal. The person that's been collecting things for a very long time looks at them and says, okay, but so many of these just look alike.
Have we learned nothing from Marie Kondo? Collecting is bad. Collecting is wrong. Don't do it. No.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, if it sparks
it's
joy,
wrong. It's the wrong kind of joy. Think about your joy and figure out where that actually
is. In addition, of their ongoing partnerships, the Pokemon Company International and Funko will expand the line of Funko Pop figures. Following the successful collaboration they brought last year with the first ever Funko Pop Pokemon figure featuring Pikachu, releasing on Pokemon Day, February 27th. 2019, the next Funko Pop figure showcases a 4-inch vinyl version of Bulbasaur, a favorite character from the popular video game series. Additional Funko Pop figures expected to launch in the future. So the day with Pikachu stuff, the Pikachu holding the Lucky Incense is not a quote-unquote pop figure, so it doesn't have like the big black eyes. It actually looks like Pikachu. And those are exclusive to PokemonCenter.com. You can see this. There's like silhouettes for all of them. There's no silhouette for October, November, December.
It looks good.
So people are like, oh my God, new Pokemon game. Look, we already know there's a new Pokemon game coming late 2019. We didn't need Funko Pops to confirm that, guys. I guess we're going to probably get Squirtle and Charmander, right? Those are probably the next in line from Funko, I suppose, I'm assuming. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Pokemon Day. We've got two more news articles. We'll do our question of the week, our Pokemon of the week. So we will be right back. Microsoft.
They had the best presentation because they had this voice that kept saying,
exclusive. 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 Exclusive.
Like over and over and over again. It was great. And it was like literally the same voice every single time.
Exclusive.
And we are back from our break. Pokemon Day, February 27th. I think the first ever Pokemon Day is when they announced Sun and Moon. 4 years ago.
I don't think it was 4 years ago, but it was a while ago.
No, because, yeah, 4 years ago, because Sun and Moon was out for a year. And that was, Pokemon Day was, what, like 8 months before that. And then Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon has been out for 2 years?
Well, a year and a half.
Year and a half? Yeah, so almost 4 years. I don't know, math. Speculation-wise, I don't think they're going to announce any new game on Pokemon Day. I think last year's Pokemon Day was okay. The year before was worse. They did what? They've done for 2 years in Pokemon Go, Party Hat Pikachu. And then last year it was Shiny. And they did some movie marathon last year. I'm assuming what they're going to do for Pokemon Day this year is they're going to do another Pokemon Go event. Go figure, because it makes them tons of money. And they're going to, the big thing that they're going to put out the Funko Pop, because I already said. And the big thing, I think, is they're going to do a new trailer for Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
And I think that is like the big thing for Pokemon Day, is like a brand new, like 45-second minute trailer. I don't know, how long are movie trailers nowadays?
5 hours.
Pretty much. They just show you all the best parts of the movie.
They just show you all the best parts of the movie. It's what the movie should be with a good editor, but they have to, you know, meet the needs.
So I think that's the big thing. I'm not holding my breath for any game announcements.
They're going to announce the new game, Patterns.
Patterns? The patterns, yep. Of them not
doing it before. The patterns.
Patterns.
Do you guys like arcades? Are you...
No.
Okay.
No, I do not like arcades. Next.
Yes. I mean, I like the arcades from my childhood, not these new Dave and Buster's round one nightmares.
Oh my goodness.
As Greg said earlier this today, thank you. Next.
Thank you. Next.
But what about Tokai no Tashujin Drums in Fun?
I mean, okay.
Sure.
I'm there.
Never heard of it.
Released earlier, I believe the American name is Taiko Drum Master.
Taiko Drum Master.
I've heard of that one.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yep. Released earlier last year in Japan, late 2018 worldwide, the Little Switch Rhythm Game. Enjoy the ancient art of drumming with anime characters in our homes and now on the go. It's getting DLC. This is off Destructoid. Bandai Namco title is continuing their musical partnership with Nintendo with Pokemon DLC Music Pack, containing 3 packs for 400 yen. It will allow you to drum the theme from Pokemon Let's Go, Aim to Be a Master 20th Anniversary, and Future Connection. The DLC right now is only for Japan, and we are unsure if it's coming to the US, but I suppose if you went to the eShop and made a Japanese account and downloaded the digital version of Taiko Drum Master, I'm sure you could buy it that way because the Switch is not region locked.
Yeah, but would it link up with your English version of Taiko Drum Master?
Well, do you need an English version of Taiko Drum Master to play? It's literally a drumming game.
No, but what if I have bought it as the English version and now I want to get this
DLC? I don't know that. I don't think so because, like, I don't think I can play with you. Can Monster Hunter? I don't think Monster Hunter Double Cross can play with Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate, even though it's the same game.
We've never tried it. It probably can.
Maybe we should try it.
Yeah, because I need some help killing some Plesioths, please.
Hey, Steve, you know you can do a Monster Hunter thing in Final Fantasy 14.
Yes, you know. Greg, I'm loving the show. I have to log in because I can't lose my free company. If I don't log in for a month, I lose it, right? Because then it gets passed to somebody else in the free company, and you're not in there to hold on to it anymore.
My character is still there.
Is it?
Yeah, I didn't want to pay for a server switch, so I still have a character on Cactar.
No joke, Irene's like favorite all-time arcade game is Taiko Drum Master. And I do know the round one in Chicago. Oh, she really? Nonstop played. This is a true story. She told it. I was there, and she told it on stream recently. But she loved Taiko Drum Master so much at round one in Chicago. She played it nonstop until her hands were bleeding. Like, she got huge calluses on her hands because she was just playing nonstop. She loves it. But the it is in Japanese at round one, which I, you don't, whatever, you just go down the list, hear a song, and then you don't need to read. You just need to know hit left, right, center. But they do have a monster. They do have the Monster Hunter theme in the Japanese version as well. Da 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 da. Whatever. How, I don't know how it goes.
That's a close enough approximation.
Right. I don't know how it goes at all, so I will have to go.
Do you need a special Taiko Drum controller to play Taiko Drum Master?
So the Switch version, you can use the touchscreen, which I heard is fine. But you can import a little drum for it to work.
You just drum on the Switch?
Yeah. No. Well. You use your fingers to tap the screen to drum. Hmm. But there's like a little drum that you can import. I don't actually know what it looks like. And that I think it connects Bluetooth Switch and then you can drum that way. Oh yeah, I see it here. Yeah, it's like a little, oh, it's very cute. It's a little drum that comes with it. But if you import the Japanese version, drum, that'll work with the English Switch. But yeah, I heard the Switch version is not worth getting unless you import the drum.
Well, yeah, because then you can't play it on your TV.
Oh yeah, I guess you couldn't because you would have to.
It's no Wii U. So
it's no Wii U.
Yeah, they need a Switch so that you can use the Switch while your Switch is docked. Get a second Switch.
Drum is $62.
For this controller that looks so cute and has little drumsticks and...
Hold on, does this come with the game?
I'd pay $62 for that drum, right, over $60 for Joy-Cons.
I mean, yeah.
Taiko is the drum controller for the Switch and the game software. Okay, so it does come with both the drum and the game for $60. That's on
totally worth
Play
it.
Asia.
Don't the Joy-Cons cost $85?
No, the Joy-Cons are $59.
Whatever they are, they're too expensive when I was looking for them.
They're $40 they're separately, too, or something like that, right?
Just to get one of them?
Yeah, if you want one, it's like $40. But if you want both, it's like $60 or something.
Yeah. Irene doesn't listen to the show. I might import this for her for Valentine's Day.
Well, you're running out of time, dude.
Yeah, you're running way out of time.
Oh, geez. Valentine's Day is in 4 days. Add to cart. Okay, next.
Next news item. Let's talk about how Let's Go made me have to almost buy a new right Joy-Con because I took it off of my Switch because you can't do anything to get out of Let's Go unless you have the little home button on the right Joy-Con. And I flew to Texas and threw my Switch in my bag real fast, not paying attention to the fact that the right Joy-Con was not attached.
Oh, no.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. Didn't realize till I was at the airport.
Yeah.
End of story.
They need a way to... I didn't realize you couldn't do that either. Like, I had the Pokeball Plus and then realized, hey, I can't get out of Let's Go with just the Pokeball Plus.
Yeah. You have to shake it or... pretend.
Well, that would be nice if that would actually do something, but you can't.
Yeah. It's a good way to keep you playing their game. Yeah.
And they completely disable the pro controller, too. It's like nothing you could do. It's going to get that to work.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Last bit of news here is there is a new mobile app for iOS and Android. Are you excited? Magikarp Jump 2. No, I'm
Yay!
Just kidding.
No.
Although Magikarp Jump was originally featured in the iTunes store. Sure. This is a press release sent to me here. Pokemon TCG Card Dex mobile app released worldwide. The Pokemon Company International has released the Pokemon TCG Card Dex mobile app worldwide, compatible with iOS and Android devices. This app, available at no cost, offers an easy way to browse and discover all the expansions and promo cards of the Pokemon TCG Sun and Moon series, including up to the recent release of Sun and Moon Team Up. The Pokemon TCG Card Dex app allows fans to easily keep track of their TCG Sun and Moon series collection by scanning cards using the mobile device's camera and sorting them locally for convenient offline viewing. It also provides a comprehensive database of all Sun and Moon expansions with the ability to allow filtering by expansion, card type and rarity, Pokemon type, energy type, HP, and other options so fans can search and discover cards. Players will now begin adding the Sun and Moon Team Up collection to their Pokemon TCG Card Dex app. It is available at no cost from the App Store and Google Play. For more information, Pokemon.com/TCG.
Hmm.
Did I hear correctly? I can scan my Pokemon cards and then it builds a database of the ones that I have.
Correct. I've tried this. It does work. It also works with Korean Pokemon cards and it thinks they're English when you scan them. It's going off the picture. I scanned a full art Wishiwashi GX in Korean, and it came up with the English. I mean, it was the right card. It was just in English.
Does that get you anything? Like, can you use it?
No, it just adds it to your collection in the app.
How far back does it go?
Only Sun and Moon series, so no base set or anything.
Gotcha.
No black and white. No
black and white.
X and
no.
Y.
Hmm.
But still, it's worth it because I have stacks of Pokemon cards that who knows what's in there.
The search feature is awesome. Yeah, like the app says, you can search by retreat cost, HP. So if you're looking for Pokemon that are over, 140 HP, you can do that. The problem, the reason why I can't recommend, I searched Pokemon that are 140 HP or more, and it shows me 75 different cards that fit that criteria, which is good for, quickly building a deck or something like that. The problem, there's no account. I'm looking for Fairy-type Pokemon with a retreat cost of 0. What does that give me? Just Ribombe.
Ribombe?
Ribombe, yeah. The only Fairy Pokemon with a it's cool. Like, the searching and everything is great. The fact that the app makes me want to like collect Pokemon cards now that I would have a way to database it that isn't like a piece of paper.
Yeah, I agree.
But I can't recommend the app to anyone, even though it works great, because there's no account information. So if you were to like get a new iPhone or Android, or your son grabs your phone and deletes this app, you have no way to restore your progress.
Are you sure it's not tied to your Apple ID or your Google Play ID?
The app itself is, but there's no there's nothing that remembers what you've cataloged.
There's no
login feature. There's no use iCloud to back up or link to Dropbox or just sign in.
But are you sure it's not creating an account based on your Apple ID and it just does it without asking you to do that?
I think
they
have to
be using Game Center or something.
Or
I think they have to have permission.
Like Pokemon Duel or something, where there's like a backup feature kind of thing where it gives you random code.
Yeah, Pokemon Duel has like a backup feature. Okay, so I'm going to say that I have Sudowoodo and Onix in Lost Thunder. And I'm going to delete the app right now and re-download it. Live
doing
testing.
That important research.
All right, live. App is deleted. Going to go back to the App Store. I'm going to type in the word Dex. Don't autocorrect that non-PG word. I'm going to re-download that. It's cool, though. I would assume that hopefully they would add more features to it. The scanning thing, the camera scanning thing is really great.
Yeah, I haven't collected Pokemon cards in a while, but this is actually pretty cool to be able to just digitally catalog all of them.
The app is redownloaded. It is loading assets. Okay, so I said Lost Thunder, Sudowoodo, and Onix. So Lost Thunder, Pokemon, fighting. It did not remember.
Mm.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's a big
that's not good. That is not
mistake.
A good that
design
is a,
flaw.
Like, what's the point of cataloging as if you the app is deleted and you have to recatalog? Like, what? Like, anything that catalogs anything needs to.
Well, it needs to have a backup somewhere, because what's the point?
So it's very hard to recommend.
Yeah, especially because it's available on iPhone and iPad. So you can't even sync between the two if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's real bad.
Ugh.
Well, hopefully they'll add something. But I don't know. Sometimes Pokemon releases an app and then they just forget about it.
Yeah, a lot.
Case in point, the $25 Pokedex app they put out after Black and White. That got removed because they didn't actually ever update it past initial release.
Well, you still go to it for official pronunciations.
No, that's the 3DS Pokemon app.
Oh.
The iOS Pokemon app, which was $25, the 3DS one was only $15. It's completely removed from the iTunes store, not because Pokemon pulled it, because they didn't follow iOS upgrade rules. So any app that was still supporting iOS 8 got pulled when iOS like 10 came out.
Kind of like Dizzy Bee. Dag nabbit.
Yeah, I
greatest know. iPhone game ever.
Or what was Flappy Bird?
Dizzy Bee was 1,000 times better than Flappy Bird, so don't even.
Well, Flappy Bird was pulled by the guy who made the game, wasn't it?
Yes.
Shout out to Gabe Brown from Slack for sending in the Taiko Drummaster information, and Kevin from Slack for sending in the Funko Pop information. Which leads us to our Slack question of the week.
It's time for the question of the week. Nice.
That's good. Good.
This is from Catherine from Slack. The question is, are we getting to the point there are too many Pokemon? How many is too many?
There's no such thing as too many.
It's like, how many Pokemon is too many Pokemon? More than five. We don't need more than five Pokemon. We just make them triple types. We'll get full coverage.
Yeah, I don't think there needs to be a cap on it. I'm fine with the 800 and what?
Well,
10, 9 that there are right now.
I think the thing to keep in mind is for people who are trying to have a living dex, At what point does it become like an impossible?
Yeah, but
you need to spend the rest of your life catching and breeding Pokemon.
A living dex is a choice you're making, and you do not need to make that choice. A game it's like saying how many animals are in the world are too many animals. I can only keep
more than five.
I can only keep three in my house as pets, so all other animals are useless. Like, I don't think there needs to be an upper limit. I don't think there needs to be an idea that there's too many. Like, if you want to collect them all, then it's just a bigger challenge. Plus, they've ensured that you can keep all the ones you've collected before. So when they add 150, you're only starting over at 150. Because in theory, with bank, you have all the other ones. So there's not this sort of artificial limit. Just, it's not a thing for me. Like, I will take a million. You know, I'll be in my virtual reality helmet when I'm 90 in my nursing home, be like, my living dex is 7,520,000,000 and I'm the best. Like, I don't think I failed to see why it has to be a limit. I mean, some of it touches on like, oh, they're running out of ideas. I'm like, look, Voltorb's a ball. Magnemite's a ball with two magnets stuck on the side.
Magnemite's beautiful. Magnemite is
beautifully
beautiful.
Ugly. Meltan's a
really
nut
hurts.
Stuck on liquid plastic. Like, come on.
Don't even get... there's taste Pokemon for every taste.
Exactly. Okay? So why say there's too many?
That's a big assumption. I'm assuming that they probably have big plans for their 1,000th Pokemon, right? They're at 809.
Yeah. That's so we're going to get... We're going to get... Forms galore until they can come up with what that 1,000 is. They're going to hold out to the 30th anniversary.
Pikachu Evolution will be the 1,000th Pokemon.
Pikachu Evolution.
We already have a Pikachu Evolution.
Well, I know.
Pikachu
like a Raichu Evolution, sorry.
Pikachu like Split Evolution.
Yeah.
It's going to be Mega Victini.
Nobody cares about Victini.
I do.
Yeah, I like the form thing. I like the fact there are two Sandshrews and two Vulpixes and two Executors.
Three Lycanrocs.
Well,
four calling birds.
Five Goldines.
Five gold Tepigs.
Five gold Clef Keys. Five Vespiquins. Anyways, there aren't enough Pokemon. There will never be enough Pokemon for me.
Agreed. I think there could always be more.
And I'm fine with alternate forms holding off until they get to whatever they choose for the thousands. Like, even though the thousands is still like, we've already been there. Because, it's weird to not count alternate forms, like, in the numbering, but fine.
Well, what are you going to count 28 unknowns as that then, too? Like,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't do anything special for Pokemon 500.
No, they didn't.
What was the 500 is Pokemon?
Who even knows? That's how unspecial it is. It's probably like...
Was it Embor? It's Embor.
Yeah, it's Embor.
It's Embor.
Yeah, that's why they didn't make anything special about it.
Year of the Boar. Well, they did the weird thing with Black and White where... Yeah, they didn't do anything for the 500th Pokemon, but they also made Victini 000, and they made a big deal about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I guess they do care about Victini.
Yeah, maybe.
I like Victini.
I like Victini quite a bit.
It had a really good card in the game.
It had two really good cards in the game. Well, Victini EX with the victory piece.
Is there a Victini GX?
I don't think so.
Is there a Victini tag team?
Oh,
there should be.
Who would Victini tag team with? He's...
Another Victini.
Two great.
Double Victini.
Victini was fun to get in the game, too. Wasn't there like a whole...
Yeah, you had to go to Liberty
side
Island.
Mission. Yeah.
Go into the sad basement where Victini lived with his parents.
You could do a Victini Jirachi team up.
Ooh.
That would be really so cool. Sweet.
Victory Wishmakers.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I could see those two hanging out together.
Jirachi... Little worried that it's going to get melted, but, you know, they're still friends.
Will, what was our Pokemon of the week last week?
What are your guesses, folks?
I finally remember what my guess was.
Yeah, I think I've got it.
I only remember something about Insomnia.
Oh, my
God. Insomnia?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait. Well, it's all downhill now.
Wait, Insomnia, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I think Insomnia was in there,
Insomnia,
but that's like the least
there.
Thing
but
that I
like,
would remember.
Oh, that's the only thing I remember because I just got a shiny one.
So. Newbie guesses first.
I think it's Ariados.
I agree that it's Ariados.
I also agree that it's Ariados.
All three of you are wrong because I pronounce it Ariados. So,
I need to bust out my 3DS.
Yeah,
here.
get it open right
pronunciation
now.
Pronunciation matters.
$15. Oh, jeez.
Ariados.
Ariados. Oh wait,
no,
my
Ariados.
I don't know how to spell this Pokemon name.
Ariados.
Everyone at once.
Shuffle icons real sweet.
Ariados is one of the only few Pokemon whose sprites in gold and silver are the same. Well, that's a... Thanks.
It's like literally the only spider Pokemon.
What? There's Spinarak. What?
There's Galvantula.
Galvantula. You're gonna be like,
I forgot about
that.
Shame on me for forgetting Galvantula.
Tarantulas are not.
Dupiter.
Arachnoid.
Dupiter.
Dupiter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking. I guess like just plain spider.
All right. I got it.
All right.
What is it? It's how do you spell it?
A-R-I-A-R.
Got it. It's after Arceus here. Here we go. Ready? Here it is.
Yep.
Ariados.
Well. It just.
Vindication.
That's so, It's so English. That's such an English way to put it.
Yeah, we are speaking English. Because a bunch of English people sat in Seattle and was like, what are we calling this Pokemon?
Aradios. How about Ariados? All right, fine.
Should we call this one Dialga? But it says Dial in the name. Yeah, but Dialga. Who needs... I mean, it's a Pokemon based on time. Why bring up the fact that Dial would make any sense? Name it Dialga. All right, cool. These people.
Yeah.
These people.
These people!
I didn't say it this time.
Its hidden ability is Sniper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Critical hits do 1.5 the normal damage instead of times 3 or times 2 in Generation 5, and 2.25 instead of 1.5 in Generation 6 and onwards.
How's that shiny?
Shiny's real good.
It's good. It's very good. Yeah, it's a good, very
it's a lovely shiny. Pink. And it's a real good shuffle, too. Love the shuffle icon.
Shuffle is very good. Speaking of shuffle icons, somebody posted this in Slack, and I remember it, but I can't remember who posted it, but I don't remember what channel
it was. Let's just attribute it to Gabe. He always gets all the good stuff.
It was Buscoy in Slack. James Turner, who we talked about last week of making famous Pokemon such as Poiple and Guzzlord and Vanillite. They were the ones that made all the Pokemon Trozei icons.
Yeah.
Well, he's responsible. He was the art director.
Yeah.
Not the maker.
Well, I mean, somebody's getting all the credit. Steven Spielberg's getting the credit for E.T., not the probably 200 other people that worked on that movie.
I mean, you're not wrong, just how sad is that?
But they're very good. They're very, very good. Will, give us our Pokemon of the Week for next week.
Well, I'm going easy on you guys again. This is going to be an easy call.
Okay. Give me the talk.
Oh, I'm quitting this program. I'm done. I don't need to. Oh, the constant harassment. All right. Are you fools ready? Are you ready?
Never.
Yeah.
In ancient Egypt, when people died, their religious tradition was to remove all of their organs and store them in jars. Their body was preserved through mummification. The masks were made to resemble the original person so that, if the soul wished to re-enter the body, it would know which body to possess. This week's Pokemon is one of the few that used to be a human being. It carries around a mask that, like in ancient Egypt, is a replica of its old human face. The Pokemon still has memories of its life as a human being and is said to cry for its past life. This Pokemon shares an ability with its subsequent evolution, and they are the only two Pokemon to have this ability. Technically, almost any Pokemon can have this ability, but it would have to spread from this week's Pokemon or its successor. In the past, there was some thought that this ability could be used to shut down other Pokemon in a competitive battle situation, but that never really worked out. If this Pokemon has an individual from the Ralts line as one of its parents, it may learn the odd move Ally Switch. Ally Switch allows the user to target one of its ally Pokemon with some restrictions and switch places with it. Since this Pokemon takes no damage from normal type attacks, it might want to try to intercept an attack from Mega Kangaskhan. While this is the spirit Pokemon, I wouldn't ask it to be a cheerleader. There you go. Real easy.
All right.
I've written it down in a place that hopefully I won't forget.
Well, that is our episode for the week. Okay, yeah, you guys have time before I'm gone for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at that calendar. Yeah, I think that's it. We're probably forgetting some kind of Pokemon news, I'm sure of. But that's alright. There's always next week.
Did you guys do the lunar event? Did you guys go over the lunar event last week?
I don't know if we did. I know some people were really mad about Electabuzz being the tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
what other tiger do you have?
True.
Well, I mean, I looked it up. If it makes sense after you look it up and you read, it's like what it's based off of. Okay, for those, when you're at your next raid, who's the raid boss right now? Palkia? I haven't done any Palkia yet.
I've done a Palkia and I didn't catch it and I'm real mad, so.
When you're at your next raid and somebody goes, I don't know why they chose Electabuzz and not Growlithe. This is my raid voice, I guess. Because clearly everyone I raid with is a nasally nerd. Electabuzz, this is off Bulbapedia, is likely to be based on the Japanese Oni that was a horned ogre that wore a tiger skin. And was depicted as the god of lightning and thunder. Its tail also looks of that as a tiger.
It's
so there you go.
It's a real stretch.
I mean,
Niantic just should have come up with Generation 5 and picked from there.
Yeah, if Niantic would make more Pokemon.
If they would just make more Pokemon. How many more Pokemon does Niantic have to make? Christ.
Also, I've heard the Growlithe argument multiple times. It's literally the puppy Pokemon, so...
Yeah, Growlithe is a dog.
I don't know why they want to use Growlithe as a tiger.
Yeah, Growlithe is not... No, okay, there's only one tiger in Pokemon.
There aren't
any.
And
I believe it is the legendary Pokemon that is Raikou.
The legendary dog Raikou?
No, that's a dog.
Yeah, it's definitely a dog.
It's a legendary dog.
I can't have this. We cannot talk about this conversation.
We're
going to
talk about it all the time because you're totally wrong. It's a dog.
It's absolutely a cat. It's absolutely a cat.
Growlithe is a dog, though, for the record.
Yes, it is.
I think Electabuzz is fine for Tiger. And for the record, there's no way Niantic picked those 12 Pokemon. The Pokemon company were like, these are the 12 Pokemon.
From the generations that you've created so far.
It's a good spawn, too. It's a good, Electivire's a good one, so get more Electabuzz candy.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
It's terrible.
You guys just have to play some more Yo-Kai Watch and understand the history of Onis.
Do not even start with me, Steve. I have been watching anime since before you were born.
Were there Oni in anime, the old animes?
Yeah, they did that a long time ago.
They did that. I don't remember any Oni in Akira. There, done that. I'm on episode like 24 of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. That show's real good.
It's very good.
Yes, heck yeah,
it's no that time I was reincarnated into slime, which is currently the best anime out there. But it's
is
very
it better?
Good.
I didn't think I would like it. I didn't think I'd go down this anime bandwagon. But Irene said she was confident I would like it. It's very good.
How many times have you cried?
None. The whole like the first.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. In episode 3, where the guy turns his daughter into a dog.
No, that's not cry worthy. That dude's bad. He's a bad guy.
Yeah, that's horror. That's like,
Have you found out Von Hohenheim's secret?
I don't know who Von Hohenheim is.
It's their dad.
Oh, it's the dad. No, I got to the point where Full Metal met him in a field, and that was it. I don't want to spoil it. I'm to the episode where the girl with the really long claws, I'm to the point where she died. But I don't think she's dead.
Oh,
she dies from Fire Guy, right?
She dies from Fire Guy, yes.
Yeah.
And then Earth.
Envy.
Earth and then Wind and Fire, and then the last Airbender shows up, and then...
Everything is fine until the Fire
the Fire Nation comes in.
Now, so I will say, because we're now a Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood podcast.
We are.
Okay.
And I actually don't remember if it was in original Full Metal Alchemist or Brotherhood, but I think it's in Brotherhood. I have a particular argument about why Von Hohenheim is their father that most people disagree with.
Well, when we get there,
Okay.
Next episode on Full Metal Cast, we'll talk about your fan theories.
Okay.
There you go.
Good. Direct me to the nearest Brotherhood fan fiction, please.
Oh, I don't know that you need that much direction. Just type in Full Metal and poof.
Exactly.
Wait, when can I buy the Full Metal Funko Pops? Are they available yet?
Well, like 6 years ago, yeah, when the show was actually popular.
Wait, are there really actually Full Metal Funko?
Of course,
Funko Pops.
Because they have,
there are, there Henry are. Yep, yep.
And Edward,
there we can get Alphonse.
The only one that is good is Alex Armstrong. Alex Armstrong is very good. The rest are bad.
I don't know. Alphonse's look pretty good.
Alphonse with the kitties is good.
Roy Mustang, they got that. They're stocked up. Oh, we're getting into some non PG Full Metal figures. Yeah. All right, show is over.
Moving on to the end of the show.
You can follow us all on Twitter at Dragging a Lake for myself, at Wash in the Sink for Will, at White Wing for Greg. Bobby, would you like to promote where do you want people to find you? I'm assuming you do.
Yeah, of course. That's how I get famous, right? That's the whole thing. Instagram.
Yeah. Podcasting is what makes people famous.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Well known.
No. You become a professional bodybuilder and build your Instagram.
Correct.
Right. That's how you become famous.
Right. That's right. Okay. I'll make sure to start doing that next week. Now my Instagram handle is pkmn.snaps.
There you go. There you go. It's like Pokemon Snap, but with
an S at the end and a dot in the middle.
With an S and a dot.
And not the whole word Pokemon.
Correct.
So it's exactly like that.
It's exactly
really.
Like that.
Well, that was our episode. We'll be back next week, of course. If you want to help the show out, we do have a Patreon. But if you don't have any money, which is totally cool, don't stress about it. If you want to help the show out for free, leave us a review in Apple Podcasts /iTunes. I'm pretty sure Spotify is supposed to be rolling out reviews eventually. I don't know what Spotify is doing. They just bought two podcasting companies. And hopefully that's not bad for podcasts in general, but I'm not on those services, so I don't know. Also, I submitted the podcast to Pandora because apparently Pandora is getting into podcasts. So if for some reason you're listening to the podcast now and you're thinking to yourself, man, I wish this show was on Pandora, I will hopefully be there by the end of the month. I don't know how long their approval process takes, but reviewing the show helps out. So thank you to everyone that's done it. If you haven't, it's pretty easy. Otherwise, we'll be back next week. This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
super effective.
Super Dialga. You see how not good that sounds?
I like it.
That's terrible.
We have to talk.
A big shout out to the producers of this show, starting with Kevin, Cygnus, Robert, Ivan, Jeff, Pat Matrick, Catherine, and Alex. Thank you so much for your support and supporting It's Super Effective. If you would also like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to patreon.com/itssupereffective, or even easier, isc.cash. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.